Here is school winds up for the year, and it's yearbook signing season. Our story today called Stay As Nice As You Are from Sunny Skies. Brody Ritter attends the Academy of Charter Schools in Westminster, Colorado. When he got his yearbook, he couldn't wait to get signatures, but instead ended up feeling useless. Brody said, "I went up to people and asked them, 'Can you sign my yearbook?' And some were like, 'No.' He collected only two or three names from classmates and just two notes from his teachers. So Brody wrote a yearbook note to himself. 'Hope you make some more friends,' signed Brody Ritter." Reading that note broke his mother's heart. "That was really hard to see and read as a mom," said Cassandra Ritter, who snapped a photo of the note and posted it to a Facebook group for parents at the school. "It was soon, though," she said, "that I was overwhelmed with how much love and encouragement I received for Brody. It was amazing." You see, the post made its way to three upperclassmen, Simone Lightfoot, Logan South, and Joanna Cooper. They spent hours discussing the issue and brainstorming ways to help. Lightfoot said, "So fun having everyone sign your yearbook, and for this kid to only have two people sign their names, it's just soul-crushing." South said, "We all just started planning the next day that we were going to sign this kid's yearbook." The trio rounded up as many students as possible to sign Brody's yearbook, even though none of them had ever met the middle schooler. According to the teens, people were lining up to fill the void in Brody's book. Some even played rock, paper, scissors to see who could sign first. Many of the more than 100 signatures included paragraphs with words of encouragement, advice, and even phone numbers. And right after that, Brody said, "Everyone in the class started signing my yearbook." The teen said they hope the small gesture inspires other kids to be kind. He said, "It just made me feel better as a person. I don't know how to explain it. It just makes me feel better on the inside." His mother said, "It made me feel like there's hope for the school, there's hope for humanity, and there's a lot of good kids in this world." Romans 15:1 reminds us, "We who are strong have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.